Welcome to another edition of the SGR Coffee Break. Rip headphone users, and that's all I got. I'm so fucking tired. The cat woke me up at like 2:30 this morning, and my brain wouldn't shut up. Like, I couldn't just fall asleep fast enough. So then the brain got going, and all suddenly at 4 o'clock, I was just like, screw it. I've been laying here in this bed just thinking about all the crap I gotta do. So at 4 o'clock, I was like, all right, got up, started being productive. But hey, my grocery shopping's done. Got some tax stuff worked on already. It's probably why I fell asleep again at my desk at about 8 o'clock. Because taxes. Yeah, adulting! Kids, don't ever grow up. Don't ever. Just stay in college.
Yeah, we'll stay in college because you need to be poor, because, you know, that's not free. You're saying just be ignorant?
Yeah, there's that. Although, you know, a friend of mine, there's a website called williwinthelottery.org. And it's a pretty simple site. It basically just tells you no and gives you your percentage. It's totally wrong, though. It told me that I had a 0.000007 chance of winning. I have a 100% chance of not winning because I didn't buy a ticket. So the site lied. The internet has lied to me.
It does that.
The internet never lies. Have you seen Facebook? I mean, think about it. If we just took that $1.5 billion that somebody might win and divided it up amongst everybody, everybody get like $4,300,000. Or if you could math correctly, you would get $4.33. You can't even buy it.
Like, when I first saw that, I was like, that's not computing in my head correctly, but I'm too tired to do the math. And then someone else posted a video explaining how that's stupid. Like, here's the actual math. I'm like, okay, that's just...
Oh, watch the Daily Show, like, in the very first, I don't know, I think 5 minutes when Trevor's doing the first little thing. There's a guy on CNN who actually brings that up. He goes, now think about it this way, that $1.5 billion, I just saw this on Facebook, so if they just divide that up, everybody gets like a couple $1 million, and then the girl sitting next to him goes, no, I think they forgot a zero in there, so it's actually more like $4 and change. And the dude goes, no, you're totally wrong. And the girl looks at him like, are you insane? I was just like, oh god. It's so bad. People, before you post a meme, make sure your grammar is right, your spelling is correct, and you know how to math.
Or at least just fact check. It's like, it's now gotten to the point that anytime I see a photo of someone with a quote, I'm like, did that person really say that?
Yeah.
Like, there is this one about, you know, the greatest music of our day, and it had Alice Cooper, but the photo was of Iron Maiden. I'm like, wait a second.
didn't Stephen Colbert or John Oliver set up that site that totally fake quotes?
Well, yeah, because, like, he was talking about how Obama gave a speech and, like, mentioned that something President Lincoln said, and Oliver's like, Lincoln never said that.
Ah, people. So, for 2016, people of the internet, make a resolution to learn how to do a proper meme, because it totally throws the meme out to... especially when it's like a your... And it's like a UR, but they did YOUR. And I'm just like, as soon as I hit that, it's just like, okay, the meme's lost. I mean, I'm done. So, people of the internet, make a resolution. Get your shit together. Don't be a dick either.
And it's not only just that. It's like the apostrophes for plurals. I was like, no. No, they're like, well, you can do that when it's an acronym. I'm like, no. Because you're still saying that it belongs to the acronym.
The internet. It's a lovely place.
You know, but I'm actually willing to overlook some of that if people would just fact check before they post stuff. Because it's really gotten to the point now that I see stuff on Facebook and it's like, you know, Obama said this, he's going to try to do this. I'm like, is that even true? Did he really say that? I mean, you guys don't like him. That's fine. But can we please, like, you know, make sure that what we're saying we don't like him about is actually true? You know, did this thing actually happen? Or is this actually being said? You know, just because, like, for example, when I went home for Christmas, my sister was going off about, you know, the new CEO of of Sam Walton, how she will not walk in a room because she's trying to promote diversity because she's a black female. So she wants to promote diversity, shocking idea. And she refuses to walk into a boardroom of white men. Some people are like, you know, boycott Walmart and Sam's because she's, you know, reversed racism and sexism. And actually, that's not even what happened at all. Like, I pulled up, I think it was a Bloomberg report or Business Insider that explained exactly what happened, exactly what she said. I'm like, okay, that's not even true.
Yeah.
All she said was that she was surprised when she first walked in the boardroom and saw it was all white men. And she's not that she wants to fire them all. She just wants them to look into when they hire different officers to maybe look into women or other races. That's all she said. You know, it was crazy because I had to show it to my sister. Like, it's like, you know, calm down, honey. Like, this is not what's going on. She's like, well, I saw it on Facebook. I'm like, okay, I understand that. But
you know what? I saw a unicorn, rainbow, butterfly, kitty this morning. Doesn't mean it was real.
I saw, you know, like, well, just because, you know, of our outrage culture too.
Oh man.
That it's just, we're just so, we see something and we immediately react without doing any research on it, see if it's even true or what the whole story is, and you know, and all that, which is, you know, kind of one of my New Year's resolutions is just to, which I'm not really part of the outrage culture to begin with, but it's just to really dial it back, like really keep myself in check to not be that person who gets outraged, because life is too short, man.
Yeah,
I watch people on Twitter and Facebook all the time who are just so angry about every little thing, like the Amazon Prime announcement that was yesterday.
The 20% off.
This?
The 20% off for new games.
So yeah, so the thing is, like, if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you pre-order video games, or you pre-order video games, you get 20% off upon purchase, and the discount's applied after you check out, so that's something you instantly see. And it actually also, it applies to current pre-orders that you have, which is awesome. And you can do this for new releases up to 2 weeks after release. So if you want to wait for those reviews before you buy, you can still get it. I think it's an amazing deal. It's win-win.
Yeah, I think they're going for the Best Buy crowd, because Best Buy has a thing now where you can pay whatever, but that also gets you bonus points for trade-ins and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just got an email. The only way I know is because they sent me an email because I have.
Yes, because I have a couple things pre-ordered. So
yeah, so I got that, and I was like, oh, so I, and you go to a link, and it tells you, like, here's things that are eligible for the toy. I was like,
yeah.
Prime just keeps getting better.
I've been a Prime subscriber since all you could get was free shipping, free two-day shipping.
Yep.
So now it's just like I constantly get more value for what I pay, like movies and music and now this. And so I get this email. I'm like, that's cool. I go to you. I got to come back. And Twitter is just angry, because they're saying, well, this just feeds into pre-order culture, which is wrong. I'm like, yeah, but they're giving you a two-week window for reviews. Well, that's not enough time. Like, what do you need? And then the other thing was, like, you're just making Amazon a big monopoly. I'm like, okay, you know, you don't like it, that's fine. You don't have to buy it, but, you know, can you, like, keep your mouth shut for just a little bit? You don't have to tell everybody how much you hate it and how disgusting it is.
The internet, yay.
I know, it's so painful.
Fucking keyboard warriors, man, let me tell you.
Keyboard, I've never heard that before. Keyboard warriors.
Oh,
it's too funny. But what I want to talk about today is, because something that's been kind of really been on my mind lately is about kind of New Year's resolutions. I know New Year's resolutions is very, I guess, a cliche thing to talk about at the start of the year. But it's only been about the past couple of years that New Year's resolutions have been very important to me, because to me they're little things to try to make me a better person, not the whole lose weight and all that. Because yes, losing weight will make me a better person, but there's kind of more things behind that. If I become a better person, I'm happier, then I'm more likely to lose weight because I'm a happier person. I want to work out more. So there's different things like that. And you know, like I was looking at the gaming resolutions I made last year. I was like, seriously, what the hell was I thinking? That was so stupid of me. And they were so pointless. They're unrealistic and they were pointless. Like, how does any of that help me with this site, with my job, with being a better gamer? And the answer is none of it. But one thing that really clicked in when I was driving down to Houston, once again, this past weekend, I was listening to the PlayStation I Love You, or PS I Love You XO podcast that the former PlayStation Beyond guys do. And one thing that Colin Moriarty was talking about was how he's just gotten to a point where if he's not having a fun with the game anymore, he lets it go. And he said that, he's like, well, I'm done with the game, I'm done. He's like, and he said he no longer has this motivation to finish a game, whether it's to 100% or just finish the story. And he says he hears people talk about how, you know, it's a chore to get through the backlog. He's like, why are you doing that to yourself? If you're not having any fun, then stop doing it. And he was talking about recently, it was Fallout 3. He said he probably put in about, you know, 80 hours in Fallout 4. He put 80 hours into it. Didn't, you know, get that far in the story, which I know can happen. He was like, you know what, I'm done. I think I've done what I want to do with this game, and I'm done with it. And it's like, yeah, you know, I need to get to that point, because, like, I got to that point with Just Cause 3, where I've liberated everything, but I'm stuck on a story mission, because I'm just not twitchy. Ooh, so I'm just not twitchy enough. And it's frustrating me, and, like, I sat and tried to do it for over an hour, and I noticed that I was so tense in my neck, and I was, like, totally biting on my tongue, because I'll chew my tongue when I get really intense, and so I was grinding my teeth, and, like, okay, why? Why am I doing this to myself? Like, if I can't do this, does this make me less of a gamer? No, it just means I can't do this one part, and I'm not having any fun, and I've kind of done what I want to the game. I've liberated everything, you know? Explosions complete, pretty much. I guess the only thing that's really frustrating me is that it's the second to last mission. But you know, like, if you're not having any fun, why continue do it?
You know what is funny about that statement though is that in that example, the Fallout 4 one, like people think Fallout 4, you know, a good couple hundred hours of playtime in that because of all the stuff that's going to happen, and there'll be another. Some DLC coming out or whatever down the road, whatever, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then you have Skyrim, or like, you know, you got people that invest thousands of hours in Skyrim. And I'm like, yeah, like Skyrim, I do have a couple hundred hours in, but nothing, not even, I don't even have, I'd say I have probably like 200-300 hours into it, but not much more than that. And, you know, that was fun. Fallout, I can see myself, I'll get about 80. I'll probably finish the main storyline because I'm doing the guide and tackle some of the side stuff just to make sure that the guide handles all that fine. But then I'll put that down. But then something stupid like Gauntlet that is so simple, or Diablo, right? Like, it's just the same thing over and over, but like, you play the bejesus out of it and then you kind of put it down, but it's always those games that I'm just like, I'll come back to that because it's so much, it's like, you can easily pick it back up. It's easy to play for a while. The patches always add something new to it. But something like going back to Skyrim, if you don't play that for like a year, you're like, okay, here's my save. What the hell was I doing? What the hell do I got to do? Do I have to start a new character so that way I know what's going on anymore? So it's interesting how it's like, you know, some people can invest huge amounts of time in that and just keep coming back to it. And then there's people that are just like, yeah, I'll play a Candy Crush Saga on my phone because it's very entertaining. But.
Well, yeah, there is that. I mean, I'm not going to disparage those who play Candy Crush Saga because we all have our things.
Mortal Kombat.
What?
Mortal Kombat card game. Carrie.
The Mortal Kombat card. I actually have not played that in a long time.
Carrie.
I know, and I thought I was going to play it again recently until, they brought new cards in. I was like, oh, Revenant Kitana, I kind of want that, and yeah, I really haven't. Like,
time to take it off the phone.
No, I don't want to take it off the phone.
All right, so Carrie, what is the resolution that you're going to do this year for gaming?
for gaming, aside from letting things go?
Besides just when you've had your fill, you've had your fill, regardless of where you're at in the game.
My big one is one open world game at a time.
Don't you review games and strategy guides?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But so I know that this is hard, but it's more like if it's a game that I want to do like for myself, because I kind of discover that when I get like more than one open world game, like one of them gets shafted, or they both do, because I just burned out on both of them. I think the only exception I'm going to make is Final Fantasy 14, because that's a very different beast, and I'm looking forward to doing our Final Fantasy Fridays. But like, for example, like when I started to do Just Cause 3, that was all I did. I just sat down with Just Cause 3. I wasn't going to do anything else. And now I'm like, okay, well, since I don't have my new Assassin's Creed game yet, long story, I'm going to get back to Dragon Age Inquisition. Although I need to do Xenoblade Chronicles is what I need to do. The problem I have with Xenoblade Chronicles is I sit down to it and it overwhelms me so much. It's one of those, it's just like, it overwhelms me to the point like I get a panic attack and have to put it down. It's just, it's too big. It's really fun, but it's too big. Well, that and my son has rediscovered Splatoon, so he's kind of taken over the Wii U. And then when I decided, you know, I was going to sit down and finally get that platinum in Diablo 3, I mean, I buckled down. That's all I did. Like, whenever I was sitting down, I turned on the PlayStation 3 and just sat there, you know, farming gold. So it's more of a need to focus.
There you go. Off, yes. There you go. Kind of. You're getting there. Almost. Come on, pull some of that yoga. Show us those yoga moves. Yeah, there you go.
Just to kind of, you know, think of my focus. I don't know, because I don't know about you, but like I know you're actually able to play like a whole bunch of games at once, but to me, like I really do, I guess it's the OCD in me. I just kind of really have to focus at one at a time, and I think that was why I was able to do so much Dragon Age at the beginning of last year, because I just focused and I finally sat down and did Origins, then Awakening, and then Dragon Age 2.
Oh brother, I still need to freaking download Dragon Age, but I'm so close to my data cap at this point.
You do know that Dragon Age Origins is PS Plus this month, right? For PlayStation 3?
Oh, and I just took my PlayStation 3 up after my wife broke the Blu-ray player. Freaking international region-coded DVDs, I tell you.
Well, I mean, I know that your disc player doesn't really work that well on your PS3, but digitally it should work just fine, so you should go download Dragon Age Origins on PS3. I did. Why? I don't know, but it's there.
I always buy it. I mean, if it's on PS Plus, I always tie it to my account regardless. So,
see, and I don't do that. I don't even do that with the Xbox Goals, and because of that, I totally forgot to pick up Crackdown, the first Crackdown, and Blake was but you should have.
First Crackdown was so much fun.
He's been begging me to play Crackdown for forever, and I think as soon as it becomes backwards compatible, because this was before the backwards compatibility set in, I will pick it up. I think it's like $20 or something like that. I'll get it on the Xbox One. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, let's see.
So what about you?
I realized over the past couple weeks that I always have this problem with feeling like I'm obligated to do something. And so it stops me from... I'll literally sit at my desk for like 2 hours, like I should be playing this, but I really want to play it, but I should really be playing this because I'm trying to review it. So this past weekend, while I was watching AGDQ, I was just like, play whatever the fuck you want, just have fun, you know. Even if you got strategy guides that you gotta work on, if you just are not into playing that game, just don't play it. Play whatever you want to play. So that's why I sat down and started playing. I was just like on a whim. I sat down and was like, I'm just going to play some Gauntlet while I'm watching AGDQ on the other screen. So Gauntlet was something like, I was like, I don't have to hear it. I don't really, all I got to do is pay attention where my character is going and have some fun. So when I did that, I was just like, I had a blast all weekend long just playing games while I watched AGDQ. And then on Sunday when AGDQ was over, I was like, I don't know what to watch anymore. I was so sad that AGDQ would quit. It ended, but, you know, whatever. And they killed the animals, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They left all the little animals on the planet. Got Samus off there. But, so I've basically said, I give myself permission that I'm just going to play whatever I want to play that sounds interesting at the time and, you know, just kind of move on. Especially on the weekends, because the weekends is like the one time that I basically stay off of Facebook, I stay off of Twitter, so I don't have any of that crap going on. If my wife is home, she's usually catching up on some weird shows or reading books or knitting or a combination of all of them. So I'm just like, we'll just sit down and have fun. Just have a good time. And then save it, you know, because like the work week will be the, okay, so focus on strategy guides. I'll focus on my photography business. I'll focus on camera strap business. But on the weekend, do whatever you want to do. Just have fun. So that was my big one for that. I can't say that I really make resolutions. I have a giant list of goals. And I think I do that instead of resolutions. Because in goals, I actually put like, I have these achievements, you know, like, here's the process to get this to reach this goal for 2016. So here's the process of which I'm going through to do that. So
I think a goal counts as a resolution, because that's something that you're definitely going to do for this year.
So,
you know, like one of my personal non-giving resolutions I made last year was to read more books. And one thing that I made, what I did is I joined stupid Goodreads challenge where you set how many books you read. Well, I set 2 books a month, because with gaming and everything, I just don't have much time just to sit and read. And with the kids, I'd love to sit and read, but they're just not old enough yet where I can do that and they can go without, you know, destroying something. So I set for 2 books a month, and because I had a couple of months where I just couldn't read very much, I only did 23 books. So I missed it by one book. But it got me in the habit, though, of reading every night, no matter how late it is. And so, and because of that, like, I've finally sat down to read my Diablo books, and I'm on my 5th Diablo book. And I have to say, they're really good books. I was recommended them a long time ago. They're really, really good. I'm really enjoying them. But I'm also like, you know, I read the Maze Runner trilogy, figured out that was terrible. Okay, to me it's terrible. I don't want to be one of those people. I don't want to be Blake saying it's fucking terrible. I did not like it. It did not appeal to me. You know, my son picked out a couple of books that he thought I would like at the book fair, so I read one of those, and it was not good. but I read it. You know, he's like, well, was it good? I'm like, well, I think you would like it. It was just, it's obviously written for younger audience than me. I mean, I love reading young adult books, but this was more young than it was adult. So, anyway. And I like that, because the more I read, I think I become a better writer, which, you know, helps me with the site and, of course, with my job.
Wow.
So
let's see. What else am I gonna try to do? Oh, I decided that I want to start playing my Xbox and Wii U a little bit more, because I realized that, you know, I got all this money wrapped up in them, right? Just buying the Xbox One was stupid expensive as it was. White console power, baby. Yes, I got the white Xbox One. And that, it really makes me mad, because my Wii U is black, so it's the one that just doesn't fit in anymore. But, you know, there's, like, I really want to give Splatoon a try. I really want to do some more of the virtual console stuff on the Wii U. I want to pick up Xenoblade Chronicles. So, to me, I was just like, I understand that Xbox One and PS4 kind of share a lot of the same games. But, you know, I mean, Gears look kind of interesting.
I think you would like the Gears. Well, you have the Gears of War Ultimate Edition, don't you?
Yeah, I have. No, I really like that one. I mean, Gears 4, whatever, the Flashlight Edition that they're coming out with. Plus the Forzas, like, I really want to pick that up. And I just saw that PSN just knocked Project Cars down. I think it's like $12. So I was like, gotta get that. So I'll be getting that as soon as we're done here, so I can get that tied to my account. Won't be downloading it until after MediaCom says.
That sucks so hard, dude.
It does. My wife was like, are we going to go over our thing? Because she knows. Because, I mean, this month I had to download Windows like 3 times because our media creation tool was stupid. So, whatever.
Oh, but it sucks.
So, I want to do that. I want to, you know, although at the same point, it's like if there's nothing on these two consoles that's really going to interest me, then maybe I'll just, maybe it's time to just call it quits and give up on them and just stick with what I've been enjoying, which is mainly the PS4 and PC, so I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't play my Xbox One. I mean, my son is right now because he got a couple of Xbox One games for Christmas. And have I told you the story what happened to my Agent Lock controller, my specialty controller? Okay, because I'm stupid. I'm so damn stupid. All right, so since Gabe really wanted to play his new Xbox One games for Christmas. And I didn't want him in my office because that means Zach is in my office and that means I don't know what's going to be thrown, broken, all that stuff. So I brought the Xbox One downstairs and hooked it up to my bedroom TV. And so Gabe, he got his, one thing he got from Santa was his very own controller. He was very excited about that. Well, now Zach is mad that Gabe won't let him share his controller. So I gave Zach a controller, took out the batteries, of course, and it was my Agent Lock controller. I can't find it.
Pilfered it. It's
not in the trash because I did go through that. It was disgusting, but yeah. So
that's harsh.
I have no idea where it is. Like I've probably pretty much emptied out my bedroom. Yeah,
it's probably not in your bedroom anymore. It's probably outside.
No, because he hasn't really been outside. It's too cold. But yeah, just. So, I haven't been playing my Xbox One. I want to, because, I mean, I got all those backwards compatibility games. I mean, you know, I was playing Mass Effect back on it, so I still enjoy that. And, I mean, if they ever get Dragon Age backwards compatibility on that, well, I'll be using my Xbox One like I use my Wii U for old games.
Oh, new console for old game. Old game is old, as Ross would say. Ross would say. Yeah. And, you know,
so if you like those old games, then, you know, whatever.
Just have fun with it. Hey, I watched a lot of people play a lot of old games over the last week, so. Last week was a lot of old games. Just watching my childhood get ruined 30 minutes at a time. 8 minutes sometimes. Some of those games were ridiculously fast just to watch. Watch that stuff get destroyed, but yeah, the only other two goals that I really had, the things that I said I would do that are kind of gaming related is I'm going to get the SGR branding set up for down here, so that's why I did a screenshot last weekend so I actually could make something that fit there. The other one was that when I'm on Twitter, if there's somebody that I'm going to mute, I'm just going to unfriend them or unfollow them. The same thing goes with Facebook, is that if I'm going to like just not follow you, then, because then I just have a bunch of people that all I'm trying to do is not hurt their feelings, when really, all I really want to do is just say, you know what, we're great when we're in person because you're not such a dick, but when you're online being your keyboard warrior self, it just, so, I'm really sad at how we went from, here's my morning coffee pitcher, to these long tirades of hate and anger, and like we took something that was so fun and just made it into something so nasty. It just so I've been we've talked about this over the course of 48 episodes now, how we just want to kind of keep social media positive. So this year I'm just like, okay, if you're going to hit that mute button or you're going to hit the unfollow button, just unfriend or unfollow. Unfollow on Twitter or just unfriend on Facebook, because otherwise I just have a bunch of people in limbo and I'm just like, what? Then it really confuses me, because TweetDeck, if you mute somebody, it mutes them for TweetDeck, but it doesn't mute them on Twitter as a whole. So when I go to, like on my Android, I use TweetCaster. And also, I'm like, who are you again? Why are you showing up in my feed again? What is this? Oh, that's right. You're so angry about everything. Okay. Your life sucks. I get it. You seem to think that life is terrible. So, especially
on Twitter, I have no problem unfollowing people. It's not nearly the same to me as Facebook. And the only time I'll mute is if it's someone I'm not following that people decide they're going to retweet all the fucking time.
Yeah, so. there's one person in particular I should probably do that because they retweet like every freaking thing that's said to them. I'm just like, okay, it was fun for a while, but you're retweeting like in my stream of where I'm trying to find news. It's like retweet. Oh, here's some of that news that I wanted to see. So
yeah,
but yeah, there. I forget what it was the other day that I was watching, and it started blowing up on Twitter. And I was just like, okay, unfollow. And also, only my also it was like, here's what happened at CES. Here's what's going on at the North American Auto Show. Here's some cool new things. I was like, oh, this is so much better. And then BNL comes in. I'm like, oh, more people died due to suicide bombing. Okay, just scroll past that now. Just keep going. It's terrible, but I mean, come on. It's, you know, there's like a suicide bomber every day, so. That's sad to say.
Unfortunately, yes.
That's sad to say. So, but, you know, whatever. So, I didn't really get to see the Twitter blow up about the whole Amazon Prime thing. Because I was just like, cool. Yay, free stuff. More cool things. So, I don't...
Yeah. I think one of them I can't unfollow because this person works in PR for gaming, so I have to play nice. And the other person who was doing it, I do not follow at all. But when I was trying to follow, like, what this other person was saying, like, what are you mad about? And, you know, so I looked at the whole conversation, and I saw this other person, I do not want to say his name, and there. I was like, yeah, I'm so glad I don't follow you anymore, because he was just feeding into it.
The one thing that I have noticed now that I've been cleaning up my stream, but because, you know, with the... I hate plugging it all this time, but... With games done quick, I usually end up following a lot more speedrunners. Mm-hmm. And then, because we're starting, I think there's a fighting thing going on this weekend. I haven't been following that just closely just yet, because I know that I'm going to be on the... I might be on the road, so I was like, I don't know if I'll be able to watch it, but... So I follow a lot of the fighting game community, and I follow a lot of speedrunners now, and I also follow some of the Destiny people, too. And I've noticed that as I shifted from following all the League of Legends type of people and all of the MOBA stuff, where it just started getting, again, hate and anger and, like, just shit spilling everywhere, the fighting game community, I mean, for the most part, they're pretty good. They're a lot of fun to talk to, because a lot of them, I mean, at the moment, it's growing, thanks to Twitch. Thank you for streaming. So the fighting game community is starting to grow, and you're starting to see a lot more acceptance. It used to just be like, if you were a Street Fighter person, you hated everything else, but everybody's starting to kind of realize that, you know, the anime games are really good for nailing your frame perfect data inputs down, because they are so fast and so ridiculous with their controls that, I mean, it's a great way to train. So it's been very interesting watching the fighting game community actually grow and expand and start being like, okay, we're going to be going to this event, and here are the 8 games that I'm going to be competing in. And then you see a bunch of other people jump in and be like, oh, that's great, I'm going to be doing this too. How are you going to compete against Sonic Fox? Because he's going to kick your ass. And he's like 19. But, yeah. And then watching the speedrun community grow, and that's the part where it's become, you know, I'm slowly filtering out all the anger, and I'm bringing in a lot of the good stuff. So it's really cool to see, especially... On the speed run, there's always talk of strategies, like, what is the best route to, you know, I think I figured this out, I need somebody else to come in here and try to replicate the same error that I got, and of course that brings up the, which edition is better for speed running, but it's, yeah, that part's really nice, so, anyway. Reducing the hate, bringing up more fun, so it's cool, because it makes me, I found out, AGDQ was in Texas, this past AGDQ was. So SGDQ, which is done in the summer, is happening in Minneapolis.
Oh, really? And you
try to go? I'm seriously, the badge price is only like $50. And
oh,
I have
really? That's not bad.
I have a bunch of friends that all live up around that area, so it would be really easy for me to just go up there for like a week.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives there.
So at least from what I saw, it could be $50-$60, but the badge price was just stupid, and it's for the entire week. So, you know, it's Sunday to Saturday. Well, mm-hmm. pretty much it's Sunday to Sunday because it went until, I think, 2 o'clock Sunday morning. So,
Minneapolis is a great place to be in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, except for all the mosquitoes.
Please, I'm from Texas. It's not that big of a deal.
So, yeah, I'm seriously contemplating it. I haven't seen the dates yet, so I haven't seen, and I forget because it was like 2 o'clock in the morning when they're like, "Here's where SGDQ is going to be." So I was like, "Let's face it, Chris was probably three sheets to the wind by that point and really tired." But I was really determined to watch that whole Final Fantasy IV playthrough. Really determined to get through that one.
Yeah, I really want to watch the Dragon Age Origins one. I still haven't been able to do that yet.
I can tell you a clue. It's the original disc-based version that's unpatched, and they pull a lot of bugs just at the like character creation screen. Their stats were just stupid.
Did they play it on PC or?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was wondering how they're going to do that. Okay, well, that makes sense now if they hacked in the stats.
Well, I mean, any speedrunner will tell you, like, if you watch any of the game, for just, like, a four-hour block, they always will start, they'll start talking about the different, like, differences in versions, so why they use, like, a Japanese over English because of text and all. Anyway.
Right. Well, you know, it was like when I was watching the Diablo, I think it was the Diablo 1 speedrun, and he was showing how he was using this particular version because you could do the money. I was like, oh, see, now I'm not nearly as impressed with your speedrun. Okay. So.
Yeah. And they always, like Mario 64, it's always the Japanese version, and I forget which
edition. Well, see, now those I'm more impressed with because, yes, they're getting into glitches, but there's still a lot of skill.
Oh, yeah.
In that.
Oh, yeah. And that one's funny because they're constantly working on that game. They are constantly looking for new ways. And that one was great because they kept shouting out all the people that found new tricks. They're like, this is the single mic trick. Here's this person's trick. Here's this person's trick. Thank you to this person. Anyway, this is AGDQ for getting into speedrunning. I think we just speedrun.
Why don't we get into, instead of what we've been watching people play, what have you been playing?
Oh man, I've been playing a lot. Wow. More GTA 5. Played that with my brothers again. Still working on Fallout 4. It's getting interesting. So I'll probably get to the main storyline, but I still haven't worked on myself. Like, I thought I'd do the base building a lot more in Fallout 4, but I'm not. I'm just like, they keep whining that they have no beds. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not going to go resource hunt for you so you can have a bed. Fuck it.
Make your own fucking bed.
Like, there's a pile of wood right here. Just fucking make your own goddamn pile. You have a saw. You have a workbench. It's right there. Just.
I'd be a terrible settlement owner. Make your own goddamn bed.
Oh, yeah. And my brother has, like, this great settlement. Like, there's power and water stations. And I'm just like, fuck it. I don't even care.
I don't know. Vlad the Heartless wouldn't care.
And that's actually, I think, what I named my character is Vlad the Heartless. Vlad. Actually. Yeah. No, I think I got Vlad the Heartless, if I remember correctly. Awesome. It fits the entire thing. It was, like, awesome. So I've been playing that. Still doing some more of the NHL 16. Still having fun with that. Working on Adventures of Pip. It is starting to get a little bit harder. My OCD is really a bitch on that one. I'd probably have the game beat if it wasn't for the fact that I kept going back to get
all the... Trying to find all the villagers.
I'm just... I'll probably never finish that game. Whatever. For StarCraft 2, and the two big ones was Gauntlet, like I mentioned earlier. This was free on PS Plus last month, so if you missed out on it, sorry. This is Gauntlet Slayer Edition. In fact, I even paid the $5 for the frickin' Necromancer.
I've been debating it. Is it worth it?
It depends on your playstyle.
Okay.
It's fun because, like, you can rate... I don't know... 20, 25 of my little, like, arrow shooty ghoul people up at one point. Mm-hmm. So that part's really cool, but the way that they're... I don't know if it's a he or a she, because I can't really tell on the screen, but the attack is like your necromancer swings, but the attack happens several pixels away from you. So it's really hard to get that spacing down correctly. I mean, if I played with it a little bit more, I'm sure it would just become second nature. But I played the warrior, the elf, and then the necromancer. And after playing the warrior's fun because you just go in there and you have this nice big life bar. And you're like, oh yeah, I'm badass. And he does the tornado swing, so you're like, I'm the barbarian from Diablo 3, yay! But I'm just leaning. I just stuck to playing with the elf because I don't know. I think it's the twin stick shooter thing that I really enjoy. So.
See, and that's why I stopped playing as the elf. It was
Oh.
because of the twin stick. Because at first I was like, well, how do you shoot your bow and arrow? Like, all I could figure out was the sniper shot. I'm like, okay, this can't be, this is too slow. So, I did the help. I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
Although I like the elf's commentary better. He's hilarious. So I went to the Valkyrie, who is more like the Crusader from Diablo, because she hurls her shield around. And the thing is, like, it actually does enemy seeking.
Oh, nice.
So as long as you keep on moving, like, it tries to come back to you. You can hit like pretty much all the enemies in a room. Like, I don't want to talk about Gauntlet too much because
Because
we're going
that's
to
our
have a
book
book
of
of
the
the
month.
month about it. But I mean, I will say, like, it is a real good hearkening back to the original Gauntlet, and it is brutal.
Oh yeah, it is.
It is
It's
unforgiving and it is
you
brutal.
can definitely tell that it's designed for. And I don't know if you jumped on a couple online games, but those are like I've died wearing the crown with a nice big pile of money, and then somebody just comes over and takes it. I'm just like, fuck you. So, but I definitely still I every once in a while, elf needs food badly.
Oh,
And
I'm
everyone
always needing food badly. I was
and
like, welcome back, Valkyrie.
Every once in a while, he'll pop up the, I really do wish I had some of that elf bread. And all I can think of is Lord of the Rings, where they're breaking apart that frickin' elf bread.
That's
Trying to
probably what
eat.
it's
Yeah,
referencing.
I'm sure it is. But, yeah. So, I mean, I'll play more of the Necro. I did get them. I think I bought all their. Did I buy all? Yeah, I bought all their weapons already, and I'm working on one of the ruins. But, so, I mean, obviously, I've probably put
It's
in.
fun. It's a
It's.
fun little game.
But it like I said earlier, I mean, you can easily just pick it up, play it for, an hour, feel like you've accomplished something, go back, farm some gold levels, whatever makes you feel better. So I'm to the second boss. That's where I'm at. I'm at the second boss, and I was just like, the first boss took me 3 deaths just to figure out how the mechanics of that boss, which I thought that was cool. Like you had to actually figure out the mechanics. I just didn't care about my elf going, we should kill the spawning pit. I'm like, no shit, we should kill the spawning pit. How do I kill the
Oh my
spawning
gosh.
pit?
Like, I really need to destroy that. Like, I know, but right now I
I'm
have like
working on
10,000 people chasing me and I can't stop to go after the
it's so
spawning pit.
it's so violent, like blood every oh anyway, we'll talk about it more next week. And the last game that I played is Mad Max.
Oh, how you liking it?
I'm 2 hours into it, so I'm pretty much through the tutorial
Oh.
part.
Yeah.
But
Not very far.
yeah. Meat Stick or whatever his name is.
The guy that hangs out in your bag?
Yeah, I
I
forget
forget his
he.
name.
Yeah, it's some really, really.
Yeah.
I'm just like, okay, but
They all have terrible names.
yeah, it's a lot of fun. I forgot how unforgiving the Batman combat system can be.
Yes.
So
Yes.
once I started getting into the harder stuff, I was like, oh, I really need to start paying attention to this. So
Yeah,
I
and
was
it isn't it kind of funny that I don't know about you, but I found that bullets were a more precious commodity than gasoline or water.
Oh yeah.
I
Like
accidentally shot someone like, oh, motherfucker.
yeah, I was trying to figure out but if I was playing it and I was like, I know there's a button that does this and I shot off around. I was like, God damn it! Why did I shoot that off? So then I'm still pushing buttons and I shot off my second. I was like, damn it! So I wasted my
You'll
only two
never find that
shots.
again. Yeah.
I wasted my
You'll
only two
know you're gonna
shots.
find ammunition again.
Yeah, but
No.
gas is like, oh yeah. So like the
Well, I
first.
just learned to carry gas cans with me every time I went to a settlement so I could set it on fire and throw it at a crowd of enemies because that was the only way to go.
Oh yeah, I was like the very first base that you when you're going to get your car that they've stolen
Yeah.
and
Yep.
you're it's all gone. It's like I carried a gas can all the way from the end of that level back to the beginning to throw it in the back of my car so that way I had a gas can at all times. But Yeah, I thought there'd be like the bullets is really hard, and I still haven't found the crowbar. So like I found a couple places that I was trying to clear
Oh,
out.
okay.
So
Okay.
I don't have that just yet, but it was cool, like picking out your car. I was like, oh man, which one is more like what I want, and how's that gonna work? And so I it's so far it's been a lot of like the car slamming, your car battles. That's pretty interesting. The fighting is actually it reminded me of why it is that the Batman games, the first couple of Batman games, were so much fun, was because just
Lots of dodge roll.
well, in just getting down your combos, and like you're constantly watching for the counterattack, except for every once in a while I'd hit the counterattack and it would be like, no, we're just not going to do that. So I don't know if I'm like not hitting the getting the timing just correct, or but yeah, so they definitely nailed down the feel of that game. It definitely is, it feels very barren and wastelandish, and you know,
Yeah,
when you're
one of the bigger complaints I've heard about it is that they're like, "Oh, but it's just so empty." I'm like,
was
"Well,
kind of at the beginning
it's
where they kind of said like most of humanity is wiped out in the
post-apocalyptic." But you know, and something someone else pointed out, and I started playing it, I noticed it was true, is that yes, it may be open and barren, but if you notice, every settlement has its own unique things to it. They're not all the same. They're not all built the same.
So, yeah, and I definitely like their different, like getting water out of some of those weird contraptions that they got. I'm like, how, okay, so are you peeing in this, and then it's like filtering your pee to make it
Like water
water,
world.
or like there's the very first one that I found was like it was like a hubcap, and your dude sticks his canteen in the hubcap to get water. It's like, okay, we are really scraping the bottom of the barrel for resources here. But gas is like everywhere. You can find gas in all kinds of places. Light that shit, throw it around like an explosive, call it a day. So, yeah, I am excited about fixing up my car. And I saw, like, you can see all the perks that you get, and I was like, play more of the story to unlock it. It's like, no, but I want spiky tires now. I have all this scrap.
Oh man, the spiky tires. Man, I started to really to pimp out my car to be perfect for ramming. So it's just so nice now that when I ram someone from the side, they pretty much explode on impact.
Yeah, it was really like I noticed the small things that they did too, like your first car, your car frame or whatever, you know, before you start upgrading a bunch of stuff, like your tires are just a bunch of shit held together by some strings that they've fashioned to make wheels, and it's like, okay, that's, you know, it's the wasteland, and your dude's living in a ship in the desert. I'm just like, okay, I don't get this, but whatever. So we're in a
It's
ship,
because there's no water.
we're in a
The
ship in the
ship
middle of
just,
the desert.
well, it's washed the shore.
In the middle of a desert,
Well,
a very
yes, because there's
vast
no more
desert,
water.
a very
Because
vast
there's no
desert.
more. Well, okay, but it was, you know, it was probably an ocean at one point in time.
So, but yeah, I've been enjoying it. I've been really enjoying it. I thought
Well, good.
they did a really good job with that opening cutscene to make you know, kind of feel the madness of Max.
Yes.
You know, with his seeing his wife and his daughter and all that, and I was just like, okay. So I'll be playing a lot more of that. It's actually, I had to stop playing it because I had to go make dinner. I was like, I actually had more fun playing Mad Max than I did playing Fallout. It's like this is so much more
Well,
fun.
just a, it's a just a different open world setting.
Yeah. So, but that's me.
Both in the wasteland, but
But that's me. So, Carrie, what have you been playing besides
well,
Gauntlet?
yes, I have been playing Gauntlet and Diablo 2 a little bit.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the audience here how Diablo 2 came about? Like, what made you
Oh,
decide to play Diablo 2?
from reading the books. It's from reading the books because the books were written right after Diablo 2 or right around the same time as Diablo 2. And it talks and it always talks about these cities and these characters that I'm not familiar with because they're not in Diablo 3, like the Necromancers, the Amazons, the city of Lutgolane. There's been a lot of stuff about that city. I'm like, I don't even know what this is talking about. But the more I started exploring, the more I got interested. Oh, the Paladins of Zakarum, which I think the Crusaders pretty much the
Paladin,
Paladin of
yeah.
Zakarum. So I just kind of got interested in it, and it's, you know, $10 through Battle.net. well, what the hell, why not? So I installed it on my Surface, and it's fun, but I learned really quickly that I can't do it with a touchpad. It has to be with a mouse, just because of the sensitivity and the amount of clicking. So it was actually hurting my wrist and hand with the touchpad. And I got to a point last night where there were so many enemies. I only do one quest at a time, and I did the quest with Blood Raven, if that makes any sense. And there were so many enemies that spawned, the lag was just, it was killing my Surface. Everything was so slow. It's like, I couldn't even get, like, I don't know how I didn't die, because I couldn't even get to Blood Raven, because there were so many enemies on screen, and I couldn't, you know, I'm clicking as fast as I can, I can't kill them fast enough, and I'm like, well, this might be a chore if this keeps happening, but it's interesting.
You should try it on your Mac, just see.
They don't have it on Mac.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
I may try it on. I have it on my PC as well. I may see that, but I need a new mouse for my PC. I hate this mouse. It's not very ergonomic.
So you're in the Clicky Fest, the inventory management simulator.
God, that thing is terrible. And I hate that when you open your inventory, the game's not paused. That's fucking bullshit. Arrange my inventory. Oh shit, they're attacking me. Crap.
It's the same way on the PCs, on Diablo 3 for PC too. You just have a nice big bank stash, and you have very nice potions that don't take up a slot for every one potion.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just trying to like see if I want to try on this armor. Oh shit, click. Okay, can I try on this armor now? Oh wait, this is now covering up half that screen, and I'm getting attacked from this side, and I can't see it. Yeah.
Do they have the... On the when you're going to play, do they still have the Battle.net login that you can play it online with people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should try that. At some point, you definitely got to try that. Whether they're doing, usually they just do like a Diablo run to farm it. And then try to get stuff off of that.
I have to create a classic Battle.net ID to do it.
I wonder. Huh. I'm surprised they didn't. Okay. Well, then, never mind. Anyway, the whole point of that was because inventory or loot in Diablo 2 and Diablo 1 is not locked to just, like, what you see out on the screen in mm-hmm. Diablo 2 is what everybody sees on the screen.
Oh.
So, you get the idea, you get the gist of what's happening here. If you kill Diablo and you want to get all the rares and all that... Yeah. You have to be faster at clicking, and your internet connection has to be faster than their internet connection in order to grab that loot. That's why I said you should try it. But, if you have to create a classic Battle.net, yeah, it's too much effort. But that was the... and collecting people's eyeballs. And ears. Yeah, for the PvP, you would actually collect... you collect body parts of people. Carrie, you missed out back in the day. You missed out on all this great stuff back in the...
I don't think so.
Back in the, what was it, early 2000s when this game came out. So.
Yeah, because I think it came out around the same time of Warcraft 3, because I played Warcraft 3. It's good times.
Yeah, I miss that. I miss Friday nights up in the computer lab, bringing in my hard drive from home and... slapping it, tearing apart the computer case, because we were all in the IT department working, so we would just go in the computer lab, lock it up, so that way nobody could come in, tear apart a couple cases, slap in our hard drives with all our games, StarCraft 2, Warcraft 3, Diablo, what else did we play? Oh, Baldur's Gate, killing each other.
Yeah.
So, good times.
Yeah, good times.
Is that it, Carrie? Is that all you play?
I think that is it. We've been talking for...
an hour.
A long time.
So then take us home.
With that said, you can leave us a comment on this post. If you have anything that you would like us to talk about, you can also email me at strategyguidereviews@gmail.com or send us a tweet at strategyreviews. You can also follow me at Crunchy Chocobo. You can follow Chris at Starvin. And, of course, keep on reading SGR. We're getting into... our first guide release is coming at the end of this month with Lego Marvel's Avengers, so yay!
I just saw that
I'm excited. Because I love Lego games, so I'm excited.
I just saw that they put in that Ant-Man's in there. Ant-Man and Anthony.
Antony.
Antony. however he says that, I can never, whatever.
Yeah, so, it's Anthony, kind of like Mark Anthony.
Yeah. There we go. And then Black Panther is in it too, so.
Oh, sweet. I did not know that. I haven't really been following that too much.
I just saw that on my feed this morning over something. I think it was Comic Book Resource that had that on there, but anyway. And Street Fighter V comes out shortly after that.
I know. I'm excited about that.
So, that'll be my first guide.
Yeah.
So,
well, you still get plenty of time to work on Fallout 4.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Totally, like, got a month and a half. Not as a month. Anyway, remember, with that, we're going to be out. But, hey, don't be a dick on the internet, people. Be nice. Peace.